System security refers to what the software and equipment can do to protect client information. This presentation focuses on three aspects of system security: user authentication, virus protection, and firewalls. For more complete information, refer to the 2004 HMIS data and technical standards. User authentication provisions describe how the computer operating system and the HMIS software will require users to enter their personal user ID and password. Users must not share IDs or passwords. Employees who share passwords jeopardize the security of client data by allowing access to unauthorized persons who are not on record as having agreed to adhere to privacy and security practices, and whose actions cannot be audited by the software. Additionally, password sharing creates liability for employees and agencies. If a client's privacy is breached by an unauthorized user, the computer system's audit trail will point to the authorized person whose ID and password were used to access the system, and not to the person who inappropriately used that ID and password. Employees allowing unauthorized access to client data put themselves and their agencies at great financial and public risk, as well as exposing their clients to harm. Virus protection and firewalls protect systems from external hackers seeking to steal information. Computers accessing HMIS software must have these protections in place. If the computer is a standalone and is not connected to a protected network, then virus protection and a firewall must be installed and turned on. If the computer is part of a protected network, the network must have these protections installed and turned on. Virus and firewall protections should be updated regularly to minimize risk from new viruses.